Matthew chapter 16. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus, and as a test, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather because the sky is red.' In the morning, you say, 'It will be stormy weather today because the sky is red and threatening.' You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." He left them and went away. When his disciples came to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread along. Jesus said to them, "Watch out and be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They were discussing this among themselves and said, "It is because we did not bring any bread." Since Jesus knew what they were saying, he said, "You of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you brought no bread? Do you still not understand? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you picked up? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you picked up? How is it that you do not understand that I was not talking to you about bread? But be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he was not warning them about the yeast in bread, but about the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But you, who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.